Shalom, אנחנו לומדים את מאמר רבש, מהו,
We are reading the Rabash article, What is as I am for nothing, so you are for nothing in the work. You can find it in the Arvut system and in the Rabash writings. The article, What is as I am for nothing, so you are for nothing in the work.
מהו, מה אני בחינם?
What is as I am for nothing, so you are for nothing in the work.
הזוהר הקדוש בפרשת תרומה.
It is written in the Zohar in portion Truma.
ויקחו לי תרומה.
And they shall take a donation for me. They shall take from me indicates that one who wishes to exert in a mitzvah and exert in the Creator must not exert in it futilely and for nothing. Rather, one should exert in it properly, according to one's strength, as it is written, every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. If you say, but it is written, come, buy, and eat, and come, buy for no money, and at no cost wine and milk, it means that it is free, since wine and milk means the Torah. He replies, but with exertion in the Torah, anyone who wishes is granted with it. The exertion in the Creator to know Him, anyone who wishes is rewarded with Him without any pay at all. But the exertion in the Creator that stands in act must not be taken for nothing and futilely. For he will not be rewarded by this act at all to extend on it the spirit of Kedusha, but at full cost. The matter of for nothing is also brought as follows, as I am for nothing, so you are for nothing. We should understand the following. One, what is exertion in the Torah? Two, what is exertion in the Creator to know Him? Three, what is exertion in the Creator which stands in an act? Four, what is the meaning of for nothing or for a cost? Meaning, whom should we pay? We see that one who works should be paid. Which means that one who works should be paid. Has such a thing been heard? We see there are people who work without pay, but to work and pay to those who for whom we work, where do we see such a thing? First, what is the meaning of exertion? That is, we see that normally when someone wants something that is difficult to obtain, then the person must exert and make great efforts to obtain that thing. But with something that is abundant, you cannot speak of exertion. Rather, anyone who wants that thing takes it or pays for what he wants. But you cannot speak of exertion. For example, a person does not say, today I made a great effort to buy bread and milk for the kids when bread and milk are in stores for anyone who wants. But sometimes, during war, when there were no bread or milk in the stores, and he made great efforts to obtain them, while other people were not as successful in obtaining them. In such a state, you can speak of exertion. But concerning Torah and the mitzvot, how can we speak of exertion? That is, how can we say that observing Torah and mitzvot is so difficult that it requires exertion? After all, the verse says, "For this commandment that I command you today is not too difficult for you, nor is it far, nor is it in heaven or beyond the sea, for the matter is very close to you." Thus, we should understand what is exertion in Torah and mitzvot. It is known that the purpose of creation is to do good to his creations. For this reason, he created creatures that have the desire to receive delight and pleasure. This is called a kli that the Creator created for the creatures. And in this kli, they will receive the delight and pleasure. This kli is regarded as coming from the Creator. Hence, this kli is completely in the created beings. When the created beings want to use this kli, they have no work at all to obtain the kli, because the Creator created that kli. So there is complete wholeness in this kli. From this, we see that wherever the created beings feel that they can obtain pleasure from something, they immediately use that kli called will to receive for oneself, meaning for one's own benefit. There's no need to awaken the person to want to receive pleasure, but rather to the extent of the pleasure clothed in the thing. That pleasure attracts a person, and he chases the pleasure in order to obtain it. This means that to the extent of the pleasure in that thing, so it awakens yearning in a person, and it does not let him sit until he makes every effort to obtain the pleasure. But later, when the correction of the restriction took place, which is the matter called the wholeness of his works, meaning when they receive the delight and pleasure from the Creator in order for them not to feel shame, a correction was done, called concealment. That is, before the person obtains a vessel of bestowal, he does not see the delight and pleasure that will be revealed, that the delight and pleasure will give him an awakening to receive the good. This is in order to have room for choice. In the work, choice is in order to be able to observe Torah and mitzvot, not in order to receive reward. Since when the pleasure is revealed while performing the mitzvah, a person cannot say that he is observing the Torah and mitzvot because he wants to delight the Creator. Meaning that for him himself, he would relinquish the pleasure he is tasting, but because the Creator wants the creatures to enjoy, only for this reason does he accept the pleasure.
בלתי אפשרי.
This is impossible.
וזהו מטעם,
since man was born with a nature of wanting to receive for himself. Therefore, how can he say that for himself he relinquishes the pleasure? How can a person relinquish the great pleasure that is found in Torah and Mitzvot? Because of this, sparks of light called tiny light were placed in the klipot, on which all of creation feeds before they are rewarded with vessels of bestowal. And since this is only a very thin light, a person begins to do the work of giving small pleasures in return for great pleasures. Meaning, to receive reward in return for relinquishing small pleasures that have nothing but nothing more than a tiny light in them. This is like commerce, where we gain more. This is where we trade. It is likewise in the work, where only later, when a person is used to relinquishing pleasures, although they are small compared to the pleasures found in Torah and Mitzvot, it is still considered that he is accustomed to the work and there is room for choice. However, accordingly, we should understand. If a person engages in Torah and Mitzvot in order to receive reward for his work, why is he observing Torah and Mitzvot regarded as an effort? After all, this is also the conduct in corporeality, to relinquish small pleasures in order to obtain great pleasure. The answer is that in corporeality, the pleasure one receives for one's work is revealed in this world. Therefore, it cannot be regarded as an effort. But in Torah and Mitzvot, he must believe that he will have a reward in the next world. And since it depends on faith, there is already labor. Since he must believe, and the body cannot believe, because by nature it needs to see and to know. But when we must believe, there are already ascents and descents. It follows that the efforts one should make in Torah and Mitzvot is one discernment. But there's also another discernment, which is to exert in the Creator to know Him. We should try to observe both in order to receive reward for the labor. That is, we must believe that we will receive reward both in this world and in the next world. This is as it is written in the Zohar. Fear is interpreted in three discernments. There's a person who fears the Creator so that his sons will live and not die. Or fears a bodily punishment, or a punishment to one's money. It follows that the fear that he fears of the Creator is not placed as the root, for his own benefit is the root, and the fear is the result of it. And there's a person who fears the Creator because he fears the punishment of that world and the punishment of hell. Those two kinds of fear are not the essence of the fear. The fear that is the most important is when one fears one's master because he is great and ruling. Meaning both exertion in Torah and mitzvot and exertion in the Creator. But the main meaning of knowing Him is to know that He leads the world in a guidance of the good who does good. And we must strive to know Him in this respect. We should interpret that knowing Him is when a person prays to the Creator or thanks the Creator. He should know to what name he is praying or to what name he is giving thanks. That is, when a person prays to the Creator for someone who is sick to get better, he should know that he is praying to the name Healer of the Sick. At that time, it cannot be said that he is praying to the name Redeemer of the Captive, etc. Or when he thanks the Creator for delivering him from imprisonment, he should thank the name Redeemer of the Captive. And it cannot be said that he is thanking the name Dresses the Naked, etc. He says that both the exertion in Torah and mitzvot and in the Creator to know Him, in them, a person can be rewarded if he exerts for nothing or for no money and to no cost. And at no cost. Conversely, exertion in the Creator that is in action is for a complete reward. We should understand what stands in action means. The writing says, which God has created to do, which means that the Creator created the world in order to do. That is, over that which the Creator created, man must act. This is called the six word work days, which is the time of work, which is called action. We find likewise in the words of the Zohar, in the words, and to say to Zion, you are my people. Do not pronounce, you are my people, ami, with a patach in the ayin. But you are with me, imi, with a chirik in the ayin, which means partnering with me. As I made heaven and earth with my speech, as it is written, by the word of the Lord the heavens were made, so did you. They also said, it is not the learning that is most important, but the deed. And also, it was said, great is the learning of Torah, for it yields action. We should understand what deeds they are talking about as being the most important. We should interpret this in the work that the wholeness is mainly for the created beings to receive the goal for which the world was created. Namely, his desire to do good to his creations. Meaning, for the lower ones to receive from him delight and pleasure. In order for the creatures to receive delight and pleasure, He created in the creatures yearning, meaning to have a desire and yearning to receive the delight and the pleasure. As was said, this kli came from the Creator. However, afterward, there was a correction where this kli became half a kli. In other words, after there was a correction, so there would not be the matter of shame. A restriction and concealment were placed on this kli called will to receive for oneself. For this reason, this kli called will to receive is considered as only half a kli, meaning that as long as we cannot make the will to receive for ourselves work in order to bestow, we cannot use this kli. But after we place on it the desire to bestow, the kli can receive the abundance. It therefore follows that the Creator made the first half kli called will to receive. The other half, meaning the aim to bestow, pertains only to the creatures, which are to place the masach on the will to receive. And from this emerges the other half. When both of these halves are present, they become one kli, which is suitable to receive the delight and pleasure. It follows that man's work is to make the second half of the kli. This is called action, and this is the meaning of which God has created, meaning the first half, the will to receive for oneself, on which man does not need to do.
But
the second half, which is in order to bestow, which pertains to the created beings, here there is work, since it is against nature.
Hence,
there is a lot of work here to obtain it. This is called action, meaning which a person must do, and which is not done by the Creator, because we attribute to the Creator what He gives. That is, every bestowing, meaning giving, pertains to the Creator. But the second half of the kli, which is what the lower one wants to give, this belongs to the lower one. Now we can interpret what we asked. What is exertion in the Creator, which stands in an act? Which act are we speaking of? We should interpret that when a person exerts in the Creator in action, meaning in bestowing upon the Creator, this act belongs to the lower one, namely, that a person has to work to have this kli called desire to bestow. As in corporeality, when a person needs to learn the trade of making tools to sell to people, and making the tools is a profession, meaning a craft that must be learned, not at once, and not in 1 month. Likewise, here in the work, a person must learn the trade of making vessels of bestowal. A person cannot do it as soon as he wants to have these vessels. Rather, it is a craft that must be learned over a long period of time until he has such vessels, meaning the ability to observe Torah and mitzvot in order to bestow. Our sages said, the Creator said, I have created the evil inclination. I have created the Torah as a spice. This means that the Creator created the will to receive, which is considered the first part of the Kli, namely, the yearning for pleasure. And I created the Torah as a spice, which spices the evil inclination into a good inclination, making the will to receive work in order to bestow. Therefore, this means that the Creator gives the second part of the Kli as well. According to what our sages said about the verse, and to say unto Zion, you are my people, and they explained, do not pronounce my people, ami, but with me, aimi, which means partnering with me. This means that the creatures also make. We should interpret about the second half of the Kli. This is not all done by the Creator, but that there is man's work here too. However, we should interpret about the second half of the Kli, which we attribute to men, to man, sorry, that in this Kli, called desire to bestow, we also discern the matter of light and Kli. Hence, the Kli in the Kli belongs to man, meaning that which the Creator gives is called light. That which man gives is called a Kli. Since a Kli is called a lack, and light is called the filling of the lack. Since the Creator is the giver, and abundance is called light, we attribute the light to the Creator. And the Kli, called a lack, belongs to the created beings, as this is their whole root, only a lack. And the Creator fills the lack.
Hence,
when speaking of the vessels of bestowal, this Kli too divides into two parts, as said above. One is called a lack, meaning that one must feel that he is lacking vessels of bestowal. That is, he feels that everything he does is for his own benefit, and believes that a person should adhere to the Creator, as it is written, and to cleave unto him, where dvikut, adhesion, is called equivalence of form. It pains him that he is far from dvikut with the Creator. And he sees that for himself, he has no way to emerge from the domination of the will to receive. This is called a lack. And this pertains to man, meaning that man must feel the lack. This is regarded as an act. meaning work in vessels of bestow.
והאור של הכלי,
and the light of the kli, meaning in the kli, which is the lack, will be the filling that is clothed, meaning the power that he can bestow. This is called the light in the kli. And the Creator gives this. By this we can interpret what we asked. Our sages said, I have created the Torah as a spice, meaning that the Creator also gives the kli called desire to bestow, and not man. Thus, why is the kli called action, which pertains to man's work in action? The answer is that the kli, called lack, when it pains him that he cannot do anything for the sake of the Creator, we attribute this to the creature. That is, the lack belongs to the creature, and the filling of the lack belongs to the Creator. This is why they said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. Meaning the light spices the evil inclination. In other words, the Creator gives the power to want to do everything for the sake of the Creator. But the lack in the kli, which a person, this a person has to feel within his body. This means that the person must do all that he can in order to achieve dvekut with the Creator. And making that lack is called a lack. And this is called, regarded as what we asked, what is the exertion in the Creator that stands in an act? Meaning that a person exerts in the Creator to be able to delight the Creator, meaning to bring him contentment. This desire is called an act, meaning making the lack. This is when he can bring contentment to the Creator. And this is the light in the kli. Now, we will explain what we asked. What is the meaning of the reward, and what is the meaning of for nothing? Ostensibly, it should have been the opposite. That is, the exertion in the Creator should be for nothing. An exertion in Torah and Mitzvot, and exertion in the Creator to know Him, should be for a reward. That is, those who exert will be rewarded. However, it implies that those who exert in action pay a fee. This is hard to understand for two reasons. One, where do we see such a thing that the one who works is the one who pays? There are people who work for no pay as volunteers. We do see this, but to pay in order to be allowed to work, this we do not see. Two, the question is, whom must we pay this fee? We should say that it is to the Creator. But how can it be said that the Creator receives reward, called profit? That is, how can we say that if a person does not think that the Creator will benefit, then his effort, called action, this act that the person does will not yield that person any result. However, we should interpret this according to our way. There is the matter of lo lishma, which means that a person engages in Torah and mitzvot in order to receive reward. Naturally, one who works in order to receive reward always looks at what he will gain from exerting and following the orders of the landlord, and does not think at all about what the landlord will gain from his work. Sometimes, when the worker thinks that the landlord should profit too, it is not because he is concerned with the benefit of the landlord, but because the worker knows that if this business does not yield profits to the landlord, the business will shut down, and he will have no work. Other than that, he does not think about the landlord whatsoever. This is the meaning that he is not interested in the Creator making a profit. That is, that is called for nothing. But one who wants to work in action, which is making a kli to bestow contentment upon the Creator, it is explicitly for a reward. Meaning that the Creator will enjoy his work. In other words, a person is not concerned with his profits, but with the profit of the Creator. This is the meaning of the prohibition to take it for nothing, meaning without a profit. In other words, a person should aim all his actions that the Creator will enjoy. This is regarded that work in action should be for a reward, meaning that this will reward the Creator.
Thanks to the reader. Any questions?
What is it to exert in spirituality?
Like in corporeality. When I gather all the opportunities that I have to perform someone's desire.
In corporeality, I can understand. I wanted to wake up in the morning, come to lesson. It was a little difficult. I made an effort. It was important. I woke up. But towards anything that we call spirituality, there, it doesn't feel like effort. It feels like either you have or don't. It's like zero, one. It's not, there's no gray area there that you can put forth an effort.
There is a gray area. I lie in my bed. The alarm clock rings. I can get up or I cannot get up. I need to gather from all kinds of thoughts and desires and reasons to get up. And then maybe I will get up.
כן. דיברנו על זה שמעשים ברוחניות זה כוונה.
We talked about deeds and acts in spirituality are working in the intention.
Yes.
Can I, with the intention for myself, I know that good, I feel like that all the time. And there's some form of intention in order to bestow that I don't know what that is. But I heard the closest that I can do to that is to think about the friends, what's to their benefit, what they need now, what example, etc. But the moment it enters the thought, it again feels to myself, for myself. It doesn't feel like to bestow or what they're describing.
So we need to try more and more to have such variations until you'll feel that there is a difference in it. Anyone else? That's it. You see, these things are clear.
Rav,
I'll divide the question into two parts. Now that we're sitting and studying Rabash, we read the article. By this, are we bringing contentment to the Creator in this deed, all of us together?
Well, if there is such an intention, then of course we do.
Meaning, at first a person can come, enjoy the material, the coffee, the milk, and all that we talked about, and gradually, with time, the intention enters, and he does this deed because he feels that he's bringing contentment to him by us sitting and studying.
Yes, and even more than that, if we think that we're working for him, in order to delight him.
And that was the question, actually. If we're sitting here now, after the convention, and we all want to delight him, meaning for the study to be, to bring him contentment,
yes,
that's where we need to.
If not for this condition, you wouldn't be studying.
Thank you.
Ken.
Thank you very much, Rav. Rav Rabash gives us here a very beautiful discernment about the kli. He divides it to two. That one kli the Creator gave us, which is our nature, the desire to receive, and the other kli, which we seemingly, with our effort, bring bestowal to the Creator. And he talks about some reward, some yearning, and how we, because we're in the desire to receive in our nature, expect for some reward always. And he says, even though the second half, which comes from us, even there it's not quite from us. Because there too the Creator gives us that part which is not quite. He gives us like Torah and the spice. And he gives us the good inclination, the evil inclination, and he doesn't give it to us alone. He kind of gives it to us there in that second part there. So I'm asking, how do we, come to this study, and I want to feel as a true partner to the Creator. Because if I'm your partner in this business, I'm not looking for some reward for myself, because I'm your partner. My feeling and your feeling should be equal. How do I come to a state where I feel every given moment a true partner to the Creator?
This is by precisely keeping the Torah and Mitzvot that the Creator gave us.
Can we expand this a little bit? It's clear for the Torah Mitzvot, but this way is, we're told all the time, ascends, descends, reward, not reward, yearning. How do I want to feel that the reward, that all my work that I'm doing here for the sake of the Creator, like we said earlier, we come here to study, we want to bring him contentment. Whether it's through the friends, through every single friend that's here, we want to bring him contentment. How do I really feel every given moment, even when I wake up in the morning from my bed? I come with joy because I want to be his partner. How?
Well, this is something we need to learn. I get up in the morning and I want to be his partner. When I got up in the morning, I don't want that.
Gamma Zishli Shelarov.
I
have a question about that too, Rav. He's talking about here a certain craft or talent that we have to learn how to sell or how to work on certain thing on our vessels. I know that talent is not something you learn. It's like it's something that you're born with.
Well, the skill or craft, we get it from above according to our prayers and according to the Creator's desire.
That's it exactly.
How
can we learn that after that talent is...
You don't need to learn it. You don't have any place to learn talent or skill. It's actually a quality that you get from above, from the Creator.
Probably everything is investing in this talent. Or...
I don't know what you're talking about, and I think you got confused big time.
It could be I'm asking the most meaningful question. How eventually you're saying feel as a true partner to the Creator? That's to be here every day and to invest every day and to make the effort?
Yes.
Thank you.
כן.
במאמר הוא אומר שצריך לדעת לאיזה...
He says in the article that we need to know what name of the Creator we're addressing, the one who redeems the those in bondage, etc., healer of the sick, etc.
Well, these are details already.
אנחנו פונים לאיזשהו כלי מסוים כדי לקבל...
Do we address a certain כלי to receive the filling?
We don't turn to the vessel, we turn to the upper force. And we ask of him to get some bestowal from him, that he will bestow to us what we are missing.
And why does it need to be in an individual way and not in a general way? Why does he refine it and precise, make his precision there?
Because each one has his own grievances and complaints and questions.
Thank you.
Rav כותב שצריך להאמין.
He writes that you need to believe that he will have reward in the next world, and here there's exertion. And then he talks about the three fears. The first fear from monetary fear, punishment, a punishment of this world and the next. And the third fear, fear from him being the Lord and the King and ruling. How can you even identify what fear he's in?
According to how he feels. If he has a clear feeling that fills him, then he determines this as what he has in him.
Can he take assistance of the ten when he's doing this?
Well, possibly.
Yes.
Maybe to continue Asaf, I'll read here about the matter of the deficiency. He talks about the lack is where a person needs to feel that he's missing vessels of bestowal, meaning that he feels that all that he does for his own benefit. And it hurts him that he is far from adhesion with the Creator. And he sees that from his side, on his behalf, he has no way to exit the desire to receive. It's called a lack. And that belongs to the created being, meaning a person needs to feel the lack, and that's what he calls act, a deed. And then he repeats that you have to feel pain in his body, says the friend, from not managing to bestow. Can you talk about this pain a little bit? Simply, logically, it's not clear, however, the desire to receive can feel pain from not bestowing. What is that pain?
If you have a little child that, God forbid, he's sick and you want to impart him with health and you can't do it and he cries and doesn't sleep, screams, etc., then you search for medicine.
איך לצאת מזה.
You search how to get out of it.
זה מובן, אבל זה בדיוק העניין, שפה יש לנו...
It's understood, but that's exactly the point. We have this perception. My little child, I love him. He is more precious to me than my own life. And therefore it hurts me when I'm... helpless. But this matter of this function of love is missing.
We need to develop it. First of all, to feel that you depend on the Creator. And the Creator doesn't send healing for the time being. So what can I do? How can I awaken him, evoke him to send me this medicine?
It's a problem. The
problem is that even in the example, I don't even feel like I'm sick. If I were to feel that I'm sick.
No, no, we're talking about your child. Why are you...
My child, okay, I feel I'm talking about a deficiency for bestowing. And the fact that I don't have, I'm supposed to feel it.
No, that you will have a desire to ask of the Creator.
The example is clear. The example that when the child is sick and you need help, then you feel that it hurts you and you're missing it. I'm talking about...
And you turn to the Creator.
Yes, you turn to the Creator because you have nowhere else to go to. Here I'm talking about the work for which we are here and we've gathered for. I need to be the bestower. It should hurt me that I am the nature of the receiver and I want to be the bestower. So here I'm asking, what is that pain?
So the child is sick and you need to raise a prayer to the Creator. That it will influence the Creator and the Creator will heal the child.
Who is the child in this example?
The child. You have children.
Again, you're going back to a corporality with me.
I don't know about your fantasies, but
you're giving me an example for me to understand, right? The yes. Child in this example. Who is that in my nature? What is the child?
When you feel in your heart, right? Inside of you, some image called your child. Right? You have children.
Yes, that I can understand. I'm saying again.
What else do you want?
Because that's from reception. I love my child. He's important to me, right? So I care for him.
If you want to get all confused, please do it without me. I am explaining clearly. That's it. First of all, attain that. I have nothing more to say. You always want to spin things in another direction.
Cab you free. Cab you free.
Boker Tov, Rav, Vechaverim. I have a question for you. Can we assert that studying to adhere to his commandments and drawing closer to him in the company of my friends brings him contentment?
We can check it. Yes. We need to see the results. And if we don't understand them, or we're not satisfied with them, then we have to raise it to the Creator again.
Okay, so if I can follow up the question. So actually, as I understand, we have to clean our evil inclination. So, but by actually... taking the bitter medicine, so-called bitter medicine, and actually see the evil in us, so we can get cleansed from it. That's how we can become good friends with each other and adhere to him. Is that correct?
Ken?
Yes. If we take
תכונות שבהן
qualities in which we are far away from the Creator, and we try to change them, to replace them with qualities in which we will feel that we are close to the Creator. This is how we get closer to Him. This is called the work of corrections.
All Antoine.
Good morning, dear Rav.
Morning.
It says in the article, every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. What does that mean, actually? That you're dependent on the Creator?
Repeat, please.
It says, Raf, in the article, every man shall give as he is able according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he, the Creator, has given you.
No.
So what does that mean, actually? Does it that you're totally dependent, let's say, on the Creator, on your actions of giving?
It's
my nature, it's my character,
this
is how we behave. I don't have other vessels besides those ones.
So how can I come, let's say, so that the Creator will bless me so that I'll be able to give?
Ask. There is no other connection of a person with the Creator than the person asks and the Creator gives.
So.
So should I ask for the blessing? Should I ask the Creator for the blessing to be able to give?
Yes, yes, so that I'll have the possibility to bestow. Maybe not directly to the Creator, but through the friends. Okay.
No.
יש במאמר הזה שאלות קטנות ושאלות גדולות.
Small questions in this article and big questions. He writes, it is known that the purpose of creation is to do good to his created beings. And then he says that a person needs to believe this way and believe that way and that way. So he needs to know eventually, he needs to know him and to know that he governs the world and the providence of the good that does good. Based on what is that knowledge? Who knows that the purpose of creation is to do good to his created beings?
Those who have faith in the Creator.
Where does this faith come from?
From the heavens, from the ceiling.
It's a foundation.
You need. Did you learn at school?
A little.
A little. Anything that you need to solve, you have a few conditions that you have to accept as axioms, as given.
Okay.
And then upon that this is certainly so, then you are going to solve the problem.
Okay.
Okay, let's say I started my studies and I believe what I was told is right, and I even accept it to the degree of knowledge. Later, when I look at the continuation of the work, the continuing of this work, this faith will bring me to a place that it will truly pain my body that I'm not like the Creator.
Yes.
So in that point, if I make a calculation, it's not worthwhile. That business is not so worthwhile. You need to believe and work hard and I this and that. In the end, bottom line,
this. Today, it's true that it doesn't pay off. You feel good, you have everything, you don't lack anything. You feel that reaching the acquaintance with the Creator, getting to know Him, these are difficult things, they're big. Let's leave them for another time. Let's say for the next world, the next life. Yes.
I'm also told that I'll receive a little reward here, a little reward in the next world. I know what that is, but
if
okay, and then you will decide. Nevertheless, you have a choice before you, either to stay and continue in a beastly way, where you see what's good and what's bad ahead of you truly, and you move away from the bad, you get closer to the good, or you will do what the Torah says, but that is already a different kind of work. It's no longer for your body, it's for your soul.
The whole process to begin, from the beginning to the end is kind of like in the fog. Even then, you're told, you get a reward, and you'll get a reward, but not you. The Creator will get a reward. It's a little correction, and then altogether you feel like with nothing.
Now,
so you're told, the whole reward in the end will be that the Creator will get a reward. Work, believe. You'll get reward, yes, but it's not you. The Creator will receive the reward.
Why?
That's kind of like the goal. That's where you have to get to.
The goal is adhesion. The goal is adhesion between the person and the Creator. Equivalence.
This adhesion is on the scale, on the other side of the scale where the suffering was, where you had, where you're not even capable of doing anything.
Yes, in those same places that you were suffering, in them the pleasures are revealed.
Okay.
Ken.
Yes.
איפה אפשר לראות שהבורא נהנה? איך אפשר לזהות את זה?
Where can we see the Creator is enjoying?
Maybe
you'll see it later.
This needs to be part of the goal. To delight the Creator is your work. That's your goal. And you want this to happen.
In
order to work in that more and more, shouldn't I see that he's actually enjoying it?
Know that it will truly be in order to receive a reward. That you're working in order to feel that you're giving to the Creator. That's like in this world, in all sorts of our actions.
And we actually need to place a concealment on this kind of feeling?
Yes, of course. If I don't perform a concealment on this, it will be in order to receive.
And on the way, when we do this work of bestowing contentment to the Creator, we do get such feelings, such states where we really have to make a concealment over it.
Yes.
Meaning it's necessary, it has to happen.
Of course.
Yes.
He writes this to us also, Bala Sulam. This is the whole matter of the screens. Where and why the screens are there in the Partsufim of Kedusha. It's all from that. Where a person doesn't want to receive clear attainment and clear feeling, this comes to him in an indirect manner. More?
Ken.
Rav Rashum,
Prophet says, from this we see that everywhere where the created beings feel that they can get pleasure for something, they immediately use this vessel called the will to receive for oneself, meaning for his own benefit, and a person should not be awakened to receive pleasure, but rather to the extent of the pleasure clothed in the thing. That pleasure attracts the person, and he chases the pleasure in order to obtain it. This means that to the extent of the pleasure in that thing, so it awakens yearning in a person, and it does, and this is in the will to receive. How do we develop yearning to bestow? How do we get that?
For the time being, between the friends, where see how much it benefits, how much it advances, how much it opens in you all kinds of feelings, whether you're bestowing or not. With such an attitude towards the friends, you start to discover your nature. More? Yes?
Belarus, they're asking how to learn to feel the deficiency that the Creator gives us.
Out of us working on this, that which we're drawn to comes from the lack that the Creator implanted in us. Yes. He gave a person. Not to Adam HaRishon, but in general to man. But the question is now, what do I do with it? So first, I can see from this that the Creator wants to give me. But from giving me, I am not in the goal. I can maybe even enjoy what he's giving me. But I need to perform a restriction, a screen, reflected light. That is the intention in order to bestow to him. And then, and only then, can I perform an action that connects me and him by us coming into equality of form, by me wanting to give him and him giving to me. This is called that the direct light clothes the reflected light. And then I feel the Creator and his action, and we are delighted from our equalization. That is the right action.
They continue and ask, with the help of which efforts and conditions in the working of the ten can we discover the greatness of the Creator?
Only according to what we said, that in such a manner that I begin to relate to the Creator like he relates to me, then by this I build in me the image of the Creator. That is called the revelation of the Creator in the created being.
Ravadim, they're asking, Rav, we always talk about asking a request. It's hard for me to increase my deficiency towards faith. Why is it so difficult?
Because lack is nature. Faith is not a natural thing.
Ken.
Earlier, a friend asked, how do we know that we are giving contentment to the Creator? And your answer was that in every action that we aim to give him contentment, this already gives him contentment. So, first of all, the question is, why is it so?
Because we intend to do.
But why does that give him contentment? As an example, it's difficult for a person to get up for the lesson. He does a lot of overcoming until he pulls himself out of bed and he decides, I'm going to do it in order to give the Creator contentment, even though it's very hard for me to perform this action. So in this action, there's no joy or uplifted spirit, but rather
those were additional things, but at least there is an act.
Sometimes there's a calculation that if I won't do it, maybe I'll get some blow from the Creator, maybe I'll make Him angry, so
then the calculation is not to bestow to the Creator, but to prevent ourselves from being
exactly.
Receiving a blow.
Exactly, so in that state, is it always giving Him contentment? Because in the end, He says, I take the Creator into consideration, but on the side of not being hurt by Him.
Yes, nevertheless, that's on the way, yes.
Yaakov.
He gives an example about somebody who works in a certain craft, and this worker, not only does he want to make money, but he also wants the owner to continue, so the business will continue. Now, each one of us is in a spiritual business called the Ten. I want this business to continue existing. What do I want this business to profit from?
From the nearing of the Creator.
This is the profit of the Ten?
Yes, also yours.
Okay, now with respect to the friends, the fact that I want a friend to enjoy on the path, this will hold him on the path, right? It will keep the business, so it will continue.
Yes.
So, last question in this business called the Ten. If a friend feels that his friends in the business, they're working, the business is operating, he sees that the business is working, even if he does not contribute to the business, what do you tell such a friend?
I don't know what you want.
So, I'll ask in a different way. What should each one give in order for the business to work? The business of the Ten.
It is written that we have to give our soul. Soul is a desire from every person and what he wants from life. That's what he wants to give to the business. He needs to want. He needs to give.
Okay, thanks.
כן.
רבש מדבר בהרבה מאמרים שלו
speaks in many of his articles about the fact that the action is what is most important. I understand we can interpret action in on many levels. I want to ask about actions in our hands and legs, what we call practical mitzvot. I feel more and more, especially as we learn the Rabash articles, that maybe there can be a lot of benefit in these actions. Suddenly it's something I didn't feel in the past, and I have two questions about it. One, can the practical doing sometimes harm or delay a person if he does it in a certain way?
Yes, if a person thinks that by that he performed his action wholly, it's actually harmful to him. And he didn't even start with the intention to execute it.
So we should see it as a means, the action that they're doing is the means. Okay. Second question. What intention should I establish inside of me before starting such an action? What kind of intention should I do the action with?
I don't
know. In the manner and to the extent in which you recognize, know, feel the act, yes, and that the Creator does to you, then do a scrutiny on that. Why he does, for what he does, how I can respond to this, etc. That's it. No. Two remain.
No Israel.
The Nudniks. Well, Israel.
Thank you, Rav Yekar.
Thank you, dear Rav. Rabash writes here that the first half, the Creator gives the will to receive, and the second half, that is for it to be in order to bestow, that half pertains only to the created beings, so that they will need to place a screen over the will to receive. That's the second half. What is the meaning of the created beings placing a screen over the will to receive?
That the Creator awakens the will to receive in a person, special one, a new one, that wasn't used before by that person. And now the person needs to put a screen and reflected light on that desire, that he doesn't want to receive a filling into that desire in the regular way, but he wants to use that desire to reach equivalence of form to the Creator, to resemble the Creator.
Thank you.
Ken. No.
How can we understand correctly that the vessel is made of two halves? Can you say that this is stages?
It's not stages, it's two halves of one vessel. Let's say halves. That the vessel has the will to receive, and it also has an ability to build a screen.
Is this approach that the vessel is complete and I must perform corrections on my desires? Does it somehow conflict with the approach that this is two halves?
Yeah, it's connected to one another.
No. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Can it be said that the Creator enters a person with all of nature's forces?
What?
Nature's forces, like rain, cold, sun, wind, with all those things, a person, through these things, enters a person.
Why through those things? Say through thoughts or events.
I'll tell you why I'm asking. In the morning I came for 10 minutes with rain and cold, bitter cold, and I'm very happy about it because the Creator beat me with all his power and I'm delighted about it. Thank you very much.
And my sorrow, it's not giving me any happiness, but I can't say that it was the Creator and all his might that went into me.
Ken.
Yes.
Rav, is it possible to buy the chiseron of the chaver?
We acquire a desire of a friend, so it becomes like my possession?
Yeah.
How do I do this?
Try and adhere to him as much as possible, to want the same thing as much as possible, and you'll see that by that you acquire the same desire.
Can I maybe do this with money as well?
In our world, possibly.
No.
Well,
the act of asking the Creator. The whole lesson you've been telling us to do that.
Ask, don't tell me what I'm doing every lesson.
Okay, so how from point of zero do I try to do this? What does it mean to try to ask from the Creator?
Do you have something to ask for?
Many things.
Take the smallest thing and ask for that. That's it.
But what I mean is, the request, is it the desire I feel, the lack, is this a request?
Yes.
So by default, you're always asking the Creator, you want something.
Yeah, okay, so ask.
Is this correct or not?
Yes.
So what is the problem?
There's no problem. If you really need something on the way to reach correction, correct your life, correct creation, so you'll get it.
So you're not getting the pleasure because you still don't need this help, basically?
Your desire still isn't like his desire.
And this is the result of the work we do every day?
Yes.
כן, גלעד.
רב, למה זה שאדם מבקש שיהיה חיסרון להשפעה?
How come when a person asks for a deficiency for bestowal, it's called an act?
Because except for a deficiency that he formulates in him, he can't do anything.
אבל למה זה מיוחס לו?
But why is it attributed to him, to the person?
Because the deficiency wasn't anywhere else before. From all the feelings, from all the calculations, he now establishes a deficiency for something that he's demanding from the Creator.
What does it mean to establish that deficiency?
He knows in quality, in quantity, and in the result what he wants.
And how do we come to creating or to doing this act?
We don't do the act. We just ask, demand. Our doing, our act sometimes happens when we do it with intentions.
So why is it called an act on the part of the created being? He says it's an act on the part of the created being.
Because the created being is left with nothing to do. The creator does everything. The created being only asks.
Asks for that thing to have a deficiency for bestowal.
Yes.
And how do we help each other ask for this so the focus is on that?
We give examples, we support, we connect. We have many means for that.
And then this is called doing it together?
Doing together is something else already. Together means that we already understand what order of actions we have to do in order to implement that deed. And by that, we do it. We do the action.
Thank you.
That's it, okay? So, for now, we're done with this article. Yes, David?
רב, הייתה איזה דוגמה שנתת מוקדם יותר שמעוררת בי שאלה.
רב, there was an example you gave before that I have a question about. If a person is sick, even if he is terminally ill, he will not ask for himself. He may not ask for himself even when he is in critical condition. But if his child is in a difficult situation, he does prayer.
Right.
Both states are in the will to receive. So what's the difference here? Why does it? Why is the will to receive of the son more important to him than his own?
On himself, he has calculations and forces, but for the child, there are no calculations or forces. So he just cries out. He feels that pain. And except for the feeling of pain, he has nothing. That's why a person here, in this case, is weak.
איך מגיעים למצב שה...
How do we come to a state
שהרצון להשפיע יהיה יותר חשוב
where the desire to bestow is more important to me so I can pray for it than the desire to receive for myself?
זה עוד לא עכשיו.
It's not right now. First, we have to try to have vessels to exchange our vessels from reception to bestow. And then actions of bestow. Such special actions we can activate now in order to bestow, but it's only individual actions.
Thank you. Speaking of this, you said that we have to awaken the Creator to send healing. When a person has a sick child, how do we do this correctly? How do we make the Creator send healing if there is such a situation?
We pray in all our forces, from all sides. We ask from the Creator. We don't let go. And we glue that request to all of our actions. When I wake up, when I go, when I do, everywhere, I put that request in there, that man.
A person walks around with this pain in his stomach that he can't help himself, but because this is, it is such a sensitive spot, how does he make that request something that's connected to correction and not just an animal that's hurting?
To ask for the ill person, you healed your people of Israel, and just beg.
Beg.
It's a time that it's an act that you can ask for.
And how can a person's 10 help in such a state?
Of course, when the 10 joins here, it's a great force.
Final question, if I may. What is the benefit for the person when the Creator grabs him by the most precious thing for him?
To awaken a person to do something with him, so we have relatives and we have opportunities. Sorry. Well.
We'll move to the next part of the lesson and we'll sing a song together.
שמולי ממש כמוני האדם שמולי נרגש כמוני האדם שמולי נושם כמוני עד שאני יכול, עד שאני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני עד שאני יכול, עד שאני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני לחברך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנו עד שאיני יכול, עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני עד שאיני יכול, עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנו לך וכך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לך וכך מה ששנו